lectures.
Yeah, I used to go to lectures.
Which ones?
I used to go to the Y, used to have lectures.
Yeah.
I used to go to the musical concerts soon. Mm-hmm. The Y,
I missed you the other night. The Tanya Dabbat was singing.
Well, I don't go now.
It was beautiful.
Because my wife is not well. Uh-huh. We don't go okay. much.
So. You went to Y lectures, and did you ever go to the Workman's Circle lectures?
No.
No. Did you go to the public library?
Not so much. Not too much. Mm-hmm. I used to go there. I have some books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which one? At Wiley or at Oakland?
In Oakland.
Oh, because you lived in Heron Hill, so
yeah.
Which newspaper did you read?
Well, the only papers I used to read, it was the press, and only a regular papers.
You didn't read a Yiddish newspaper?
No, I didn't.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
In the United States?
When you came, when you were 21, when you came here. Did you
think
of yourself as a religious
person? Not a religious person. I wouldn't call myself a religious person.
No. Did you change any of your practices during your first 5 years? Well, some people didn't work on Shabbos in Europe, and they started working on Shabbos in America. Some people didn't
eat
Shabbos
in Europe,
and they
started... No, I didn't change, because I was never too religious, even in Europe.
Right. But when you lived with your mother, did your mother keep a kosher house?
Oh, yes. My mother kept a kosher house.
In other words, as long as you were living with your mother, you were forced to eat kosher house.
Well, that's it, you know. Yeah,
keep my mother. But you had already not been so religious before.
Yeah.
But did you go to a synagogue?
I used to go just for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
know,
where?
Like, yeah. Well, it used to be the Romani shul that time.
Do you mean Or Chadash, or there's another one, Ohel Yaakov?
I don't remember the big shul. I don't know which one it is.
Because Or Chadash is building a big one now on Beachwood Boulevard.
Yeah.
I mean, they have one, but they're in the Jewish Chronicle.
Yeah, that's the one.
Romanian shul. But not for you. Okay. And in the house was your mother. Who's in charge. All right. Did you experience any change in health due to climate or food or anything
when
you first came?
No.
When you needed a doctor, let's say somebody in the family needed a doctor or medical care, where did you go?
Anywhere I went.
No, I mean, did you go to a clinic or a dispensary or
no,
a private
doctor? No,
I called
a doctor.
Do you remember
yeah.
which doctors in those years were?
No.
Okay. Which organization did you join when you during the first years that you were in America?
Well, we used to have it. We used to call it the New American Educational Club.
You know, you're the first one who mentioned it. I'm very interested.
Yeah, we had a club, you know, New American.
Where was it? In the Ikes?
In Dykes, yeah. I think it was settlement. Yeah, that's a social club.
Who ran it? Who was in charge?
Well, this I cannot tell you.
It was all new immigrants.
Mostly immigrants.
Yeah.
All immigrants.
All Jewish?
All Jewish, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, we used to have parties, you know, different mm-hmm. other things.
Boys and girls.
Social, boys and girls.
Mostly young people.
Young people, yeah. Young people.
And young and married.
Yeah,
so,
young.
I understand. And it was sponsored by the Yang. Did you know anything about the immigrant classes that they had at Grand School or any of the people?
Well, at Grand School, but I never went there.
But
yeah,
you knew
never,
people
I
who went there.
I heard about it, but I never went there.
You never went, but you knew that they had special classes. Did you belong to Workman's Circle?
No.
Did you belong to any Zionist organization when you came here? Because you had belonged in Europe.
No.
Did you belong to the Union? Did you belong to the Socialist Party?
No.
Yeah. And no religious groups.
No religious.
No. Did you belong to any charitable organizations, like the Gemilas Chesed and the Baby's Home, or some of those that collected for charity?
Well, maybe I belonged, but I was never active.
No. Mm-hmm. Did your mother have fishkas in the house?
What?
Did your mother have fishkas?
Yeah, she had about a dozen. Oh my goodness! You used to come around fight.
Really?
Look at why did you put in that one more than the other one? Yeah, she believed in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did she go, do you know if she gave to the Babies Home at all the ages?
Yeah, she did.
Montessori Hospital and so on, all those
Well, I don't know about the mother. I remember she did give to the Baby Home. And,
you know, the reason I ask because the women who founded the Babies' Home were Romanian ladies.
Well, she wasn't active, no, but she always, when they came in,
she wasn't active in the Romanian Ladies Aid Society.
No, she wasn't active, but she used to...
Where did you go to have a good time?
All over.
Well, did you go mostly with fellas, or fellas and girls?
Well, when fellas and girls, mixed, yeah, mixed.
But I mean, what kind of things did you do to go to have a good time?
I used to go dancing.
Where?
I remember that time was, we call it the Duquesne Garden.
Duquesne Garden, where is it?
Used to be, you know, it was gone. It used to be where the, now it's called it, the apartment, you know. The apartment.
But where, is it downtown?
No, that's in Craig Street.
Craig and where?
Near Fifth. No, but the, you know, that big apartment, we called it. Plaza.
So this was a special place just to go to
Well,
dance
dancing,
the
you know, dancing, you used to go to other places, used to go.
Picnics?
Picnics, oh yeah, that's picnics, yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get a feel of, nowadays, where do kids go to have a good time, you know?
Well,
so I'm trying to compare it to where they used
picnic,
to go then.
We went to the parks, we went, then we were a bunch of fall, we organized about 12 of us, called the Beacon Club.
Oh.
Boys only. And then we used to take out girls.
Did you have a club meeting place?
I used to meet each other's house, you know. That
it was a private little organization?
Yeah, private little organization.
All Jewish immigrant boys?
All Jewish boys, yeah. I used to take girls out.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
you had dues and things like that?
Yeah.
Why did the club break up?
Well, married, getting married.
Did you participate in sports?
I used to take up ball games, yeah.
You to spectator, not
participate. A spectator, no, not not actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To watch the ball game, but not to play. I guess if you had come a few years earlier.
Maybe, I like it. I like it.
Did you know about the YMCA?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the YMCA?
I'm still going.
YMCA.
YMCA.
Yeah.
Oh, I beg your pardon. YMCA. Oh, you got me in the bathroom. No, I never joined.
But you're a member of the YMHA.
Oh, yeah. Since they opened up.
So why didn't you tell me that you belonged when I asked you that you belonged to any organization? You
well, you asked about that time.
Since 1926, since 1921.
1926.
When they opened the big building
well,
here.
Opened the big building.
And you're a faithful, loyal member. Did you know Harry Rogan?
Oh, yes.
Friendly?
I'm Rogel.
Hi, me, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you remember Max Rogel.
Were you friendly with them?
Well, not exactly.
They were older than you.
They were older than me, and they were more active members than I was. But I knew them very good. I didn't know them very
good. Which people do you remember as being active or going to the Y at the same time as you? Any people that are still around, that are still active?
Oh, yeah, they are still active. After so many years.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering if I have some of those people who were interviewed who were... Were you in any club in the Y, or you just were a regular member?
No, a regular member in the Y. We didn't have a special club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Were there any cafes or restaurants that people used to go to?
Meaning the Y?
No, I'm sorry. Where Jewish immigrants, or not immigrants, used to congregate
well,
for a good time?
Well, cafes.
Or restaurants.
Well, we used to go, but we never made a special place. You know, we didn't have
it. Did you know Hershey's Bookstore? Is that a relative?
Yeah, I remember Hershey's.
No relative?
No.
Was that a meeting place where people met also?
What?
In your time, Hershey's Bookstore?
No, I don't remember. I remember it as a bookstore. You could go buy things from there, but that's all I know.
How did you meet people during your first years in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I met him.
Yeah, like you wanted to make some friends or something.
Oh, we met him too. We used to meet him and we used to get acquainted with friends. Especially the immigrants, you know, in the beginning, you know, they were...
Immigrants got acquainted with each other.
Oh, very fast, you know.
And it didn't matter where you came from?
No, it didn't matter.
There was none of this Galiziano Litvak feud.
Oh, we used to kid around each other, but that's all. But he wasn't really ever my best friend.
But you had friends who were also non-Jews during this period?
Few of them, yeah.
Now, from these early years, either Jews or non-Jews, did any of your first friends from the first few years remain lasting friends throughout their lifetime?
From those years?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
I said through their lifetime.
Their lifetime.
In other words, did you stay friends for many years with some of these people?
Oh, yes.
Did you had family here. Were you close with your uncle's family?
No. We don't see much now. Mm-hmm. Since my mother died,
yeah.
My uncle
but
died.
But in those days, when your mother was still alive, did you go visiting back and forth?
Yeah, we went.
What about the Pesach? Where did you have the Seder? Privately or with relatives?
No, private. I went to my uncle once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, we used to go
because
there.
Since your father was dead, who was going to... Did your brother take charge of the Seder?
No, we didn't. We used to meet each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes we went to my uncle, and sometimes we went to my brother.
Oh, but your brother was married and had his own home.
Yeah, my brother.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you maintain contact with any relatives in Europe or other parts of the world?
For a short time, then we lost track.
And then the relatives in Israel, you said you kept up for a while, too. Are you an American citizen? Yes, you told me five years. How did you acquire your citizenship?
As usual, I don't know.
You mean you studied and you...
Oh yeah, I just studied my questions, whatever you're supposed to do. First 3 years I took out quiz papers and then...
When was your first time you voted?
I think right after I became a citizen.
Do you remember which party you remember?
Oh my God, Mark the Democrat.
We used to switch.
Oh yes, I'm...
Nobody's going to get this, don't
No,
worry.
It's okay. I do switch.
Were you active in party?
No.
Well, you know, we had a few people who were members of the Socialist Party, but they didn't want to tell us. They were afraid. They were still remembering the McCarthy period.
Well, I to be afraid of the Socialist
Party. They were still remembering
and...
the McCarthy period. They just didn't want them down on paper.
Oh. I knew fellows belonged there, but I never did the
same. When did you first meet the person that you married?
Let's see. I met her about 1930.
Do you remember how you
met her? Well, we were neighbors.
And how old were you when you got married?
I was 32 years old.
32.
Yeah,
and she was?
21, yeah.
That's pretty good.
What's
what
good
your...
about it? Very young, what?
Yeah.
She acts older than I.
What date were you married?
In 1932.
Hey, that's easy, because since you're the same age as the century,
yeah.
Then you just figure it. And you were married here, and you knew each other for how long? About 2 years, right? Look, my mother is 3 years older than my father, but she looks so much younger than my father always kids around.
My wife looks younger, but to tell you the truth, she's not a well person, of course, that's what it is.
If you had stayed in Europe, do you think that they would have found a shidduch for you, or you would have picked your own mate?
I would pick my own mate. I'm independent.
Mm-hmm. Was your wife also European born?
Yeah.
From?
Russia.
Where?
I don't know the town.
No, I meant White Russia or Ukraine.
It's Ukraine, yeah.
From the Ukraine.
Yeah.
But when I talked to her on the telephone, I didn't feel an accent, so she must have
been
a child.
Well, she was a young kid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when I talked to her,
yeah.
I could hear, you know, that her English was... Did anybody in your family marry non-Jews or
no.
friends?
No.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't know. I would better stick with the Jewish people. I don't think it's not the kind of religious, just for family things.
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. Do you have any special problems of adjustment during the first years of marriage?
No.
I think they mean probably due to being an immigrant.
No.
Who made the decisions in your home?
Who made it?
Who made it?
I'm supposed to, but he made it.
Well, how was this back in the old country?
Well, of course, the old country, you know, the men over here, the woman, she's the boss.
Oh,
I'll let her be the boss.
Now, if she were here, maybe she would object. Do you have any children?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell me ages, names?
Yeah, my eldest son is, let's see, he was born in 34. 34, he would make him 36 years old.
What's his name?
Harvey. Harvey.
Oh, Harvey, what does he do?
He's a major in the Air Force.
Well, where did he go to school?
Pitt.
What was his major here?
He's a graduate accountant.
So when do you see him? Where's he stationed?
In Colorado Springs.
You see him occasionally?
Well, about twice a year.
Gives him an excuse to get up and call him. And next?
Next, my younger boy, he was born in 1940, Bernard. He's going to graduate medical school, but this year, but this one, you can mark that down, that's important. He graduated as a chemical engineer.
From?
From Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for 4 years, and he didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
He started going to medical school.
Which medical school did he go to?
He's going to Red Virginia University,
mm-hmm.
graduating this May.
So, you know, that takes courage.
Yeah. And he's 29 years old now.
You know, the sign, I want to do something else. I'm going to have this one. No, that's smart. With two boys.
Two boys.
Wonderful. Did your boys receive Jewish education too?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Liberal Institute.
They went through Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah.
This was when the Hebrew Institute was already in Squirrelville?
Squirrelville, yeah.
Okay. Do you know if they can read the Hebrew Institute?
Oh,
they
do.
They can still read it. Do your children know any Yiddish?
Very. You very good.
Yeah.
They talk very good. See, I learned with my in-laws to speak now. Mm-hmm. The things that they're learning, they talk very good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can never tell. When somebody knows,
but they understand.
The
yeah, understand. But they talk good.
Do you think there was any difference between the way you were raised and the way your boys were?
They had a better life than that.
Do you remember any problems in raising your children which were due to your being an immigrant?
No.